Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. These are all instantaneous healings, so there's nothing for you to do or to practice or to process. And we're going to be having this wonderful show this evening, so just sit back and relax. And what we're going to first do is bring in the divine energy, then we'll see if Sylvia's online here. So we're bringing the energy of Mother Mary for everybody to experience here. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and she normally comes in through your ceiling. And you might see her presence materialize in your room. You might feel the beautiful, warm energy of her. And sometimes she'll bring in the fragrance of roses. So here she comes. She's from the Creation Lightship. This is her first cause energy. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm feeling a lot of warmth right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So now we'll see if Sylvia is online here. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. And for myself, this energy of Mother Mary is just really beautiful, and it's very, very relaxing, and that's great for me tonight, and I hope that you're experiencing the same thing. We would love to hear from you tonight if you have a question, and the easiest way for you to do that would be to contact us on the fast chat line, and the way that you do that is very easy. Just click on the Creation Lightship show on the Saturday night or any time that it's playing, and then you're going to see a little window, and you're going to see the phone numbers of BBS, which you can call in on if you like. But at the bottom of that little box, you're going to see BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that, and you're going to get a window that pops up, and you just simply put in your name and your question and hit send, and that's all there is to it. So it's very easy, and it's a great way for you to send your questions to Ron. So tonight we're going to have a wonderful hour of healing, like Ron said. We'll have healings all throughout the hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Creation Lightship and the Ascension and the upcoming Universal Shift. So thank you for being with us. And over to you, Ron, to introduce anyone that's maybe listening for the first time to what the Creation Lightship is all about.
Yes, the Creation Lightship comes once every 2,000 years to all, basically the universe, but as far as we're concerned, it's here on this planet, here for this planet to do the universal shift. People talk about the shift that could be happening in 2012, and this may be the time, although the light shift does not indicate to me when the shift is going to happen. But regardless, there is something going on. Everybody feels that, and this is the way the Creation Lightship, which is from creation itself, where everything is created in the light, is on this lightship. And we use similar terms as down here with like the UFO terminology, because it is a lightship. It travels through dimensions, multidimensional, and it's here now to help us out. They created a special lightship about the, I think the Monday before last Thanksgiving, just for the Earth, for the ascension of the Earth spirit, and also to help the Earth to do its transformation into a new dimension. So what we're going to do now is bring in, in fact, I'm going to bring in an energy for you. I'm going to bring in the energy of what the Earth spirit created, which is where it's planning to go to. It's planning to go to 8D reality in our terminology. And we'll bring in the energy of the new Earth for 8D into your living room here, or bedroom, or den, wherever you're listening to this program. So here we go. So we're going to connect now to the light ship. All these energies come into your heart center. Everything from the light ship works with the heart. Your spirit inside of your heart is the connection to the light ship. Since the Lightship created your spirit and also your physical body. It knows all about you. So here we go. We're connected right now, and we're bringing it into your living room. This is going to be how the planetary energy is going to feel. So stronger, 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 and stronger. For myself, it feels very light. The air in the room feels like there's many molecules that you can almost see through. It's just very uplifting. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, it also feels very light, but it feels very energizing to me, too. Kind of exciting. I like it.
Okay, so we'll just sit with this for a little bit here, if you like. And we're also going to bring in another energy. We'll bring in the oxygen that we'd be breathing in 8D reality. Remember, all dimensions have physicality to it. So just different vibrations in a different dimension. So bring in the oxygen, which you'd be breathing up there. We'll just see how that transforms down here for us to experience. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'm sampling the energy right now, this oxygen. This feels very, very light to me. How do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel very energized, very light, very peaceful, and it also feels like it's just a really beautiful, heartfelt energy. I feel it's expanding my heart center and heart chakra, so that's really beautiful.
So what we'll do next is if you'd like to scroll down on your screen, and you're going to see this beautiful light being in front of you on your monitor. And if you're not on this location, just find Creation Lightship on any one of my nights that I have the show on and click on that. And then just scroll down a little ways, maybe about an inch down on your scroll bar. And beneath the little flower there that's shining up to the universe here that's blinking, and you're going to see this beautiful light being that's there. I'm going to energize her right now, and she'll be doing some healing work with you tonight. And just kind of sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do, and she's now going to be energized on your monitor screen here. And we're putting some energy into her right now. She's bringing her divine life force energy into the picture on your monitor. And I'm seeing the rays around her forehead changing right now. And I'm seeing her face lifting a little bit off of the monitor screen. I'm seeing her chin being a little more pronounced. And I'm seeing more light coming off of her eyes and off of her face. So you might see that yourself. You might blink your eyes a little bit, maybe every 15 seconds here. And you're going to probably see her change. And she'll be with us tonight to do some healings for us. What we can also do tonight, if you'd like, is if you have a glass of water, she'll do some water charging for you. So I'd like you all to get up and get a glass of water. Normally 8 ounces is plenty. And we'll do the water charging here in a couple of minutes here. So what they do, the light beams work through your heart center. And so you may feel that wonderful heart connection. And then she's going to find out what you need. You'll be analyzed, we'll say, on the Creation Lightship. They're going to pull up all the data information about you. This is is much like people talk about here on the Earth plane as the Akashic records, but those records are probably about maybe a 0.5% of what they have on the Creation Lightship about you. And so they'll check out your complete genetics and find out what type of energy you need tonight in your water to help you out on your spiritual path for detoxification and also to bring in more light codes into your body, into all of the cells of your body. And looks like we're probably about ready. It feels like most of you have your water now. And so again, just kind of sit back and relax. And you want to put one hand on each side of your container of water. And she's going to start in about 10 seconds here. And you may start to feel her energy going into your heart center. And then she'll project that energy, whatever you need, going into your arms, into your wrist, into the palm of your hands, into your fingers. So she's starting this right now for you. And again, just there's nothing for you to do. You just need to show up. And right now she's activating your water for you. This process will take about 15 seconds, I'm being told right now. And she's already 5 seconds into it. And now about 10 seconds. And she's almost done. Needed about 20 seconds, she's telling me. And now she's completed. Okay. Do a sampling now. Have a little sip of water or a large swallow. It's up to you. I'll have one myself right now. Oh, boy, that's really juicy. Very slick. Very fluid. Very tasty. How's your, Sylvia?
It's very silky, and it's smooth, and it just feels great going down. I want to drink more of it. It seems so good.
So, yeah, it's just wonderful water.
I'd like to say hi to Alexis and Tammy on the fast chat and anyone else who's out there. And we have a question from Tammy, and she's asking if they can create a ship to get rid of entities for all of us. So, Ron, I'll let you address that.
That's a real good question. I know they're doing a lot of work for the ascension process. We can put that information out to the Lightship. I know they have their own agenda, what they normally do, but we'll just see if they can do something like that. The entities are the responsibility of the Earth Spirit, so I'm just projecting that at some point in time, the Earth Spirit will eliminate these entities off the Earth plane because the Earth has to be in perfect harmony for the universal shift. Remember, like ourselves, the Earth works with emotions also, and so we're mirroring the emotions from the Earth in our daily living here. And so the Earth has to be put back into complete spiritual harmony at the time of the universal shift. And it would like to be, you know, typically that should be done before the shift actually happens, just like your own preparation for the universal shift. You need to be in your body fully too. And you want to have all of your thoughts collected from past lives, all of the energy that you have put out into objects, into writings or anything from all your past, because you don't want to leave anything behind. Remember, you're attached to that energy. And so, you know, you'd want to pull your spirit energy out of any incarnation that you lived in the past, out of your remains, we'll just use that terminology, out of your bones, out of your body structure or structures also. So that's an important thing to do. One of my clearings that I do this for you automatically. This is my 4-in-1 clearing that costs $150. In that clearing, what I do is disconnect you from 13 planetary energies that are cording you, taking the energy from you that you have, your life force energy. This is unknown to you, but this is what they are doing. It's against your free will. And, you know, this is just the way things happen. Since we don't have a lot of spiritual protection out there from the Galactic Federation right now, I won't get into that aspect here. I'll keep it on a real high vibration tonight. So Also, what we do is I disconnect you from I connect you to your home base energy, and your home base energy is where you go to after each lifetime. On the Earth plane, it's different here because they mimicked that and cloned it and called that your soul family. So when you pass on here and your spirit leaves your body, then you go to your soul family where your spiritual contracts are given to you on a spiritual level, and then from there it works down into your physicalness down here. This is where you have your setups that happen to you, problems that incur in your life that you don't know why this is happening to you, but you wonder, how can this be true, you know, or why is it happening to me because I already have this lesson. And that's your contracts and agreements that are normally very negative. So we disconnect you from that aspect, those energies. Your home base energy, like I said, is where you go to after each incarnation. And so if you talk about other places besides the Earth plane here, your home base is you go to a given planet, have that experience in a life form that's there. When that life form passes on, then you'd go back to your home base and then decide where you want to go to next. And then from there you would go to some other location in the universe. So that's one of the processes that I do for people, is I connect them back to their true home base energy, which you probably haven't been to for, you know, maybe tens of thousands of years. Next process that I do is connect you to your twin flame energy. There's only probably about, when I'm talking the lightship, about 200 physical people here on this planet that actually have a twin flame energy that's incarnated at the exact same time that they are. And whether or not they get together is another process and a whole other thing, but typically most twin flames don't normally connect to each other. So anyway, that's what I do, is connect you up to your spiritual half, because you're only half here. And that's why you have that yearning deep inside of yourself for home base and also for the other part of you. That's why you go out searching and searching for something outside of yourself continuously, because you're only half there. So when you get your twin flame energy connected to you, which is almost always off planet here, then you feel whole and complete again. And then, like we were saying before, what we do also is, you know, take you out of your soul family and connect you to the higher aspects of you. And part of this is taking and collecting all of your thoughts, along with all of your creations, all the energies that you have left here on the Earth plane, because you can't leave here until all those energies are brought back to yourself to be whole. This is what the Earth is also doing now, is reclaiming its territory so it can do the ascension process too. So what we're going to do now is another healing here, and we're going to do an emotional clearing for everyone. This is what I can feel by far the most important thing I can do for anybody in this lifetime. I charge $5 times your age to do the clearing. It takes about an hour to do. We'll just do a sample right now. So we're going to go to this point in time. This will clear away emotional traumas that you've had. These intensities of negativity will be released from you instantly. There's nothing for you to do. Just like I said, show up and the lightship will help you. So here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we're going 1 year back now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. There, so if you want to just sit now, just for maybe 15, 20 seconds, close your eyes. Look at a situation that you've had in your life that kind of haunted you. Maybe you're afraid to look at it. Maybe it's very traumatic for you. Maybe it brought back hurtful anxiety, memories, pain, trauma. Just look at the situation now, and it should look very distant to you. The trauma should be completely released from you, and all you're going to be able to see is the event that happened without any of the negative aspects of what happened physically. And just look at it and breathe into it, and you're going to find that it's going to look very distant to you, like you're disattached from it. This is what the healing does. I go back from this point in time back to when you're initially conceived, and it takes about 1 hour to do, and you're completely cleared of these emotional densities. Remember, the reason why you have a hard time healing, one of them is that you're not in your body enough to take in all the spiritual energies. On the light ship, you're completely there in your body because they created you, and they can rematerialize, recreate your spirit for you on the light ship, even though maybe down here, and it may be elsewhere, maybe in other locations, other universes even. But on the light ship, you're made whole and complete. Everything on you is repaired if you're requesting that, and it's kind of between you and them. But then when you come back down here, if you're not in your body enough, and most people are only 20% in their bodies, at that point, you can't take the other 80% of the energy, which is going to be used for healing, because you're not in your body enough to be the conduit for it. So that's why people don't heal. That's one of the main reasons. You're not in your body enough. And the second reason is that you have your emotional baggage, emotional densities. All of your traumas in this lifetime are being carried with you, and these created your illnesses on some level of consciousness. And if you don't release them, then they're still going to recreate. So this is why the emotional healing is so important. So it heals your spirit, it heals your emotional body, and it heals your physical body of all these traumas. So you have a much better chance of healing. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel so much more relaxed and at peace and calm than I did earlier. And what I really like about this is feeling like, as I look back on things that happened in the past, that it's like you said, it's like looking at somebody else's movie or just, you know, being at a movie and it's somebody else's kind of experience. I know it's mine. And it's there, but it's not like it's emotionally upsetting or attached in any way. And the feeling I get is kind of like similar to what a lot of spiritual teachings talk about going through life being the observer instead of being the reactor, reacting to everything around you. And it feels very much like that for me, and it feels really fine and good. I don't have any feeling of upset or anything like that about the past.
I love working with people who are self-employed because that type of person typically got their kind of niche maybe when they were in their 20s, and maybe they went to college, maybe they didn't go to college, but they spent their whole life, and maybe they've been doing their particular job for maybe 30, 40 years, and then all of a sudden they get kind of burned out because they're doing their job 24/7, where a standard person, a regular person, will have a job for 40 hours, and you know when they leave their job, then they can leave their problems at their workplace, where a self-employed person takes it with them. So when I do self-employed people, they normally really spring back very nicely within a day or two, and they have all the energy now, and all of their problems that they have with their businesses, you know, which could be anything, you know, cash flow problems, bankruptcies, you know, just the ins and outs of having a business can be very draining on some people, especially after 30, 40 years. And so when the clearing happens to these type of people, all of a sudden they have all the wisdom, including yourself if you're not self-employed, but you have all the wisdom from your past. There's no experience taken away from you. You still have the experience, but all the trauma, all the negative aspect that prevented you from being creative is released from you. So you have a surge of energy and an openness to re-experience the wonderful spiritual energy around you, and you're allowing your spirit now to come forth again, just like you did when you were probably 20, to be able to recreate, which is why it's here, is to help to heal the body along with expressing the spiritual energy of creation through you to materialize things here in beauty. So this is the best thing you can do is have this clearing. It's wonderful to have. And it's instantaneous. There's no processing. Most people are used to having to go through different processes. You know, no pain, no gain, and they have to regurgitate their traumas, their situations, you know, hundreds of times, so they can finally figure out and understand why it happened to them. Well, everything that's happened to you in this lifetime up to now is not really because of you. It's both stored inside of your body from your ancestors. And your body, in all lifetimes that a body's created, chooses what to work on in that lifetime to release these blockages. And so it's not really your issue, it's your ancestors' issue that they gave to you. And so this is what you're working on. So we'll do another healing on everybody here. We'll do a healing of the sensory body. Sensory body is it's another body that we have. Then we'll do a pain body after this here. So just sit back and relax. And this is kind of similar to the emotional healing here. So we're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. And they use the word chakra because we can relate to that as far as a physical word here. The healing is actually only about 1% of chakra clearing. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and again, you should feel some relief, some tension release from your body. You should feel more relaxed right now. And now we're going to do your pain body. So the pain body works with psychic attacks. So if you've ever had any of those, this may help you somewhat in the last few years. It's energies that attach to your body and take away your energies. People do it knowingly and also unknown to other people. So you can have an attack done by somebody who's just thinking bad thoughts about you. Miles and miles away, where they could talk to you. The old saying is, you know, I think my ears are burning. Somebody's talking about me. That's kind of true in a sense. So this also is going to release from you pain that you've held on to, physical body pain. So same process. We're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go again. And like I said, the chakras are just a way to communicate the energy here. There's so much more going on than just a chakra clearing, although this is part of the process too. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. After yawn, somebody has some problems out there. Okay. Start again. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay, and again, just kind of sit back and relax. Allow this healing to take effect. It's instantaneous for you, but your mind may have to analyze what happened to you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Very relaxed, very good, and just, I've had this clearing before, and I noticed that it was really great as far as being able to think clearly and not feel like there was any residual effects from any psychic attacks or anything like that. So I love it. And I wanted to mention we have Alexis, and she's on the line, and she's asking if we could do an entity clearing tonight, so I just wanted to put that request in for her.
Okay, so this I normally do for each time that we're on here. So, again, there's nothing for you to do. Just kind of sit back and relax and splitting off energies right now off everyone. So what you may feel is if you have an entity attached to you or you have a particular pain in your body or many entities, could have thousands, these will start to release from you, and your pain could actually go away. So what happens is when you first have a pain in your body, all the entities that are around you, these emotional bodies of people who passed on, who resonate to that particular pain, will come to you and attach to your body because they want to have a healing. Well, naturally, they're an emotional body, so that they actually carry physical pain with them. So all of a sudden, your small pain may turn into a large pain. And you won't know the difference, though, because it's still a pain. And so once they leave you, then all of a sudden the pain can go away completely. And if they do like you, you know, they could give you the pain for years and years and years. So there's a lot that we need to know here about healing. and about entities here, but we're going to be releasing these from you right now, so it feels very good. So we're going to bring back more of your spirit fragments, and your spirit fragments leave you, like I said before, when you have physical pain in your body. Remember, your spirit is a light energy. It's pure light. It's created from love. And anything that is not light and love, it will not resonate to. So if you get angry with somebody, your spirit leaves you automatically. If you lose your consciousness, because it's here to be in your consciousness, so if you have too many beers or take drugs that alter your mind, your spirit will leave you. And like I said, physical pain, your spirit leaves you. Or if you just don't want to have your spirit with you, you can actually kick your spirit out of your body, and it can leave that way too. We're bringing back the different fragments of you that left from all of these situations here, and we're clearing them so they can come back into you completely like brand new, refreshed, renewed, so they can continue on helping you. So here comes more of your spirit, and I'll count to 10. And your spirit knows how to come into your body. Normally they come in through, these fragments will come in through your crown chakra and maybe your heart, but it's up to your spirit how it chooses to come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more clearing. And when you're in your body more, you should feel a little heavier. And the one way you can tell if you're in your body too, a little simple test is just to pinch yourself. And what will happen is as you're pinching yourself, if you're out of your body a lot, your spirit will start to sense that there's some pain happening. And so how much is that pain going to be? Is it going to be a little pain or a whole lot of pain? You know, is that pain going to be increased a lot? It's like your hand being put into a vise and the vise is being turned and it needs to come back to help you so you don't tighten that vise up on your hand to actually crush yourself. So it'll first sense a little bit of pain. And so as you squeeze yourself, pinch yourself, all of a sudden you may have a more awareness come to you. Your eyes will change a little bit. And that's the way you can tell also if you're in your body by checking yourself in a mirror and looking at your eyes. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back in right now. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we go. Looks like most of you right now are at least, you know, 40-45% on your bodies, which is very good. Once you're over 50% on your body, then you're going to have a better clue on why you're here. Typically, you know, what you chose to do in this lifetime. You won't have a lot of questions, you know, as far as that aspect. So you're going to actually feel stronger and be able to cope with life better. There we go. Bringing more of you back in. You're already cleared now. Maybe your spirit can go to anywhere in the universe, any dimension it chooses to go to when it leaves you. So here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you should feel a little stronger in your body. If you have any tingles in your body or physical heat or warmth, that means that your spirit now is able to connect with you where it hasn't done it in the past. And it's doing some healing work with you. So since your spirit normally comes into the top of your head, we're going to bring your spirit in now through your feet. And this will help to energize your legs, your ankles. Most spirits don't want to go below the waist because they don't want to be here because of the trauma that's here. So they want an easy way out. So we're going to put your spirit in to the bottom of your feet and go up to your ankles and knees and waist. And you may feel a little dizzy. And if you do, this is quite normal. So we're going to just take you out of your body right now and have your spirit now come in through the bottom of your feet. Here we go. Feet, ankles, knees, waist, solar plexus. There. Now we're going to come out again and come in. Here we go. And out and in. 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 And out and in, and out and in, and you should feel your legs having more energy into them right now, out and in, out and in. This is great if you have like varicose veins or a leg problem. You want to get your spirit into your legs, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, especially if you have like surgery in your legs. or something like that, or something wrong with you physically. You want to have your spirit in these areas, out and in, out and in, out and in. There we go. So you should feel more contained in your body. You may feel a little heavier. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel very relaxed and great, and my legs feel great. I've been running all day. I had a lot going on. And it feels very soothing to have that spirit energy going through my legs, actually. So it's very good. And let's see here. We have a question from Alexis. Great question. She's asking if entities come with emotional trauma, too, or do they only come to you with physical pain?
Yes, both. So, yeah, entities will attach to you through emotions also. So what can happen is, which is kind of, from an entity standpoint, it's kind of neat, but from our standpoint, it's not. But you could be in an argument with maybe your significant other, and the entity can hear what you're saying and just love it, and all of a sudden you can get one pop into you, and you're arguing with your other person in front of you, maybe your wife or husband, et cetera, or even child, okay? And all of a sudden, you may say 10 words, and then it'll go, well, I'm going to have a great time here, and now it'll go into the other person. And then it'll read their mind, because remember, it's an emotional body. It can do many things with your consciousness, and it'll find out what words to tell you to push your buttons. And then that person will see all these maybe mean and nasty things to you to upset you even further. And then from there, it'll hop into you, and it'll do the same thing over again. And remember, it needs your spirit energy to live on. And so the more excited you get, the more it can get charged up. It's getting its batteries charged, okay? And this is why when you go through an argument with somebody, both people typically get drained emotionally. You know, you're just worn out maybe after about 10 minutes. You're not worn out because of the energy. You should be really charged up. You're worn out because it was taken away from you. And now you have to recharge over again. So if any of you think back upon a situation where this has happened, and I'm sure we probably have maybe one or two of these here in our life, you know. You know, but you just look back and you're going to say, wow, that's what happened to me. I actually got upset. And it really didn't bother me when this event happened, but all of a sudden my button got pushed, which was the entity finding that button and getting a big sledgehammer and hitting it really hard to get your attention. So it can get charged up with its life force energy from you. And now, then you went on your emotional roller coaster ride. And then it went into the other person. The same thing happened with that other person. So this is what happens. And then at the very end, you know, if you don't break something over the person's head or throw something around in the room or even worse, get into a fist fight with somebody, then if none of that happened, then you're going to feel a lot of maybe regret for saying what you said, because now you calmed down enough and your spirit finally came back into your body because it left. It wanted nothing to do with your negative experience. And now you have all this remorse for what you said. And then it depends on how much trauma the person had and how they related to what you told them. And you know, did they get their feelings hurt and everything else? And so from there, that's kind of what happened. So, yes, it is true. You know, entities do come in through emotion. So hope that answered your question. Good.
So, Ron, would you say then that a person that's had the emotional clearing that you do would then tend to have less difficulty with entities because they've already cleared that stuff kind of out of the way?
Yes, on the emotional clearing, since you have the emotions are what attracts the entities. Because they're an emotional body. So once you have your emotions cleared for this lifetime, then a lot of those buttons are released from you. So the entities really won't come to you, because what are they going to attach to? Remember, they have to live with you. So if you don't provide a space for them and that issue isn't there, then they're not going to hang out with you, because they need to use your life force energy. Remember, you're their food. And so, you know, in a sense, you know, you're, you know, creating a nice plate of food for them. But if there's no food on the plate, they'll go to somebody else. And then also, when the entities are gone, then your spirit can come more fully into your body. So if you're 100% in your body with your spirit, there's no way an entity can come into you. It's impossible. It's only when you're not in your body all the way, when entities come in. And this is your responsibility. When you're first born, you're in your body 100%, and you should be in your body 100% continuously throughout your lifetime.
So then if we've gotten ourselves in a position where we kind of, because of the traumas and things that have happened to us in life, we're out of our bodies or we're not connected to our own spirit, then we're not also connected to the divine. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Because remember, the emotional body is an earth-based energy. The emotional body was created by the earth spirit. And so it's needing energy from you to live on. And Tammy, you know, earlier mentioned about, you know, having the all these emotional bodies cleared out the planet. And yes, you know, hopefully that will be done at some point here. But until that happens, we still have to deal with them. And it's much like you have to deal with yourself getting back into your body too. Nobody can do that for you. You have to want to love yourself enough to have your spirit into your body fully. And that's all that it basically is taking the time to call your spirit back to yourself and not be caught up in the standard, you know, day-to-day grind of life here, you know, and not to get sidetracked with technologies to get back into your heart and to bring more of your spirit to you. But until the earth spirit is able to bring in its creation, which is these emotional bodies, they're going to still be around here. And throughout religion, what has happened is that the teachings are, or whatever, that, you know, when a person passes on, they bless the spirit. And that's the divine part. But they're not blessing and having the emotional body sent back to the earth spirit so the earth spirit can deal and cleanse these bodies that it created also. So that step was just kind of erased or eliminated maybe out of all the different religions because it's definitely needed here. And in one sense, that's the way the dark side is working with us, because naturally when you have that much interference, and we all have emotional traumas here, and we have these attachments, well, that's just the dark side working through us. The earth plane was never created to have all these traumas. It was created to be like heaven on earth here, everything in just beautiful perfection, not to have all this negativity that we are dealing with in today's society. So that's just the dark side coming in. And I'll explain the dark. So the dark side, it would be soulless beings that are off-planet that was never created by the light. The light only creates light, and the light only works in the now. And so anything that is not of the now is typically not of the light. It's projections of energy, and it's a consciousness that we project outside of ourselves. But the light only works strictly in the now, this moment in time. It goes moment by moment by moment. And the dark side works in the future, because it can create thoughts in the future, and then we somehow actually run on those paths. And, you know, so what I tell people when they start talking about situations on this planet with the governments, et cetera, it's not that these people are necessarily, you know, born bad. If you take that frame of reference and terminology, it's just that they're also being controlled, just like you are, by the dark side. And so once this darkness gets eliminated after the ascension, unless the Galactic Federation chooses to come into light frequency 100% before the ascension process happens, when they do that, at that point in time, this planet will be completely cleared up and there won't be any negativity here. And so everybody is affected. And, you know, the people in power are affected just like you are. And they may be even more strongly affected because they're controlling energies to control you. And so that's how it kind of works, you know. The hierarchy energies, in a sense, are the same way. So once you have somebody over someone else, just like a boss at work, you know, if that boss is negative one day, everybody is affected by it. So once this energy gets lifted off the planet, which is what the Creation Lightship is doing every 2,000 years throughout the universe, then we stand a chance to have heaven on earth here, and everybody is affected here. And just like entities that come into you, they come in against your spiritual control, you see. And so there really isn't any spiritual law that will keep them out of your body. And so these darkness energies, in a sense, energies that are controlling people, do not respond and obey spiritual law, which is law of non-interference, basically, and free choice. Any questions, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. We have a question from Tammy, and she's asking if she says, did God not allow this duality experiment with dark infiltration?
Well, it depends what God you're talking about. First thing is that Jesus said that we're all gods. So, number one, are you talking about people as a god allowing this experience to happen? Okay. The next thing is the Federation created gods outside of ourself. All the churches that you go to typically have a god outside of yourself that people would pray to, which is not what the Creation Lightship teaches, and it is not the teachings of Jesus. So what you have then, probably what you're talking about is the God created by the Galactic Federation, by these masters coming down with their great intentions of spiritual integrity, but because the Galactic Federation could not hold 100% light, their channeled information probably to themselves, or whatever they were channeling to give us information that is written about in books now that we hold sacred as far as religious text, are askew. And that's the way that they chose to devalue us and take away our power, is to have you put your energy into something outside of yourself. The Lightship's teaching is to go within, which is what Jesus taught, to go within to find the kingdom within you, to connect to your own divinity. Your divinity is not outside of yourself. And just going one step further, if you, all of you have books in your libraries of metaphysics, you know, that basically is a way to get knowledge, but, you know, all you need is one book. You need one book with one page. You open the one page up and you read it and it says, go within, period. That's all that you need. And once you know about that, then all the other books that teach you things are great for your mind to have a concept with. But the bottom line is, you just need the one book with one page, and it'll say, go within. That's what you want to find out and go to. So as far as the God energy, that's that energy is completely outside of yourself. So when you pray, this energy goes up into race consciousness, collective consciousness, and just like the emotional bodies are that attach to you, there's energies outside of us that we don't know anything about, another level of consciousness that you're actually feeding with your spirit energy. Remember, your spirit gives you the energy for your body to live, and so you're giving it away to the dark side. So that's one way to look at that. I know I'm probably pushing buttons with people right now, but you know, you have to choose to either go within or go outside of yourself and keep looking and looking and looking forever. And eventually you may get the right book with the one page in it. So that's the whole thing, is to go within to yourself. This is where your power is. This is your spirit. Your spirit knows more than any book that you could ever read, because it's connected to the divine. Just trust yourself. Trust your spirit in your heart center. And this is where your spirit resides, inside of your heart. Now that we're talking about the heart, we're now going to do an exercise. If you want to do this, we're going to drop your consciousness into your heart center. Remember, your divine guidance is not inside of your head. Most people think it's there because they'll kind of look around. If you ask somebody a question, or maybe a reader, and they kind of look and search, roll their eyes back and kind of look up in the air, and they go, aha, I got the answer for you. Well, was that inside of their heart? No, they're looking out and raise consciousness for it. Just that their eyes are doing this movement going in. If someone closes their eyes and you ask them a question, they're probably going into their heart center. I can't guarantee that, but that's one way to do this exercise. So what we're going to do now is if you want to just visualize an elevator with an arrow pointing down, and the 10th floor is your head, your waking consciousness, and your heart is the first floor. We're going to drop you into your heart, and this is where your spirit is. And in order to do this, I have to command the energy. Remember, all healings are commands. Okay, it's not an asking, a please, and wish, and I hope. It's a command. So this is the way the lightship works. So here we go. We're going down 10 floors. Why 10? This is what the lightship wanted to do. So here we go. So dropping yourself down from your head. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're in your heart a little more. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. It should feel very peaceful now. Your thinking should be in your chest area, in your heart. And this is where you want to live. You can visualize maybe ears being on your heart and lips being on your heart. And your heart, working with your spirit, will only allow you to receive information that's in truth. So your ears are specially attuned to this truth energy. And if you stay there, then you're only going to be speaking words that are more loving out of your mouth. When you get into your head, that's when you go on the emotional roller coaster ride and the entities come in and use your mental faculties to create problems. If you stay in your heart, it's very, very simple. If you feel yourself right now, you're going to feel like a complete unit. You're going to feel like you're not searching outside of yourself. Your body is now connected to your heart also. And you may feel like your whole body is resonating with your spirit energy right now. Most of you, as I'm checking now, are probably at least 55% in your bodies. And there are some people who are about 85%. So that's very, very good. And try to hold this space here. Like I said, look in a mirror and just see if your eyes look a little bit brighter, a little shinier, if you have more depth in your eyes. This is the way to tell if you're in your body. So any other questions that we may have on the fast chat, Sylvia? Or?
Well, you know, Ron, as usual, the time on this show, I guess because we're in the now and we're with these divine energies,
boy,
it just sails by. We're
that time already.
Basically just about at the end of our hour. So
yep.
It would be wonderful if we could bring in maybe energy of peace and grace for people to experience and take with them to sleep or whatever they're doing for the rest of this evening and through the rest of the weekend if they can hold it.
Okay, here we go, bringing some peace and grace energy at the same time. So here they come. And you're in your heart now. You should feel these pretty nicely as they come into your body, into the room around you. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. So I guess before we close, I'll just say the light beam will be activated on your screen for about a half an hour. So about half past the hour, just know that she will lose her intensity there. She'll leave the picture. And just like to say blessings to all of you on this weekend here coming up. And just stay in your heart center. And we'll see you again on our Monday show, which starts at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to have one of my clearings that I do, just contact me. The information is on the website here. And so I'll just say in closing, blessings to all of you.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And much love to all of you. See you next time. Good night.
Good night.